forward, and I guess I'm going to have to ask you all to regress to when you were children. Unfortunately, I've already started doing that whether I want to or not, but you guys just think back when you were 2 to 12 years old. And the title of this little story today is Gasoline and Danger / Safety. I see my wife back here. If you don't see her later on, she's probably hiding under the pew because it makes her pretty nervous with me up here. Anyway, so what I was going to show you, children, welcome if you're watching on the home TV today, but you all know what this is probably. Okay, it's a gas can. And where I grew up, we had a green tractor and we had a red tractor. Farm All M and a John Deere 70. This is what I drove as a young child, disking, plowing, running a silo, blow up into the silo, you know, the feeder mill. Anyway, these tractors, what do you think they run on? They run on gasoline. I'm looking at the time up there, by the way. And you put the gasoline in the tank on each one of them. The tank is right here, and it's right here. And anyway, gasoline can be used very safely if you handle it safely. But if you don't handle it safely, things can happen. And my guardian angel kept pretty busy because I wasn't given proper instruction on handling gasoline. Anyway, my mother, when I was about 2 or 3, she came out to the side of the house and we had some new puppies. And she found out that I had got a pan with some gasoline in it and I was washing these puppies. And she saw me and she says, "David, what are you doing?" Well, I said, "They're nice and clean, nice and clean, you know." And she told that story so many times that she put a lot more emphasis on it. But you don't want to use gasoline improperly. Sometimes we use it to start fires. But children, you're all children, you should never touch gasoline until you're at least old enough to run a lawnmower. And then your parents will teach you how to properly pour it in. Because the motor in these tractors or lawnmowers all work by air and gasoline mixed together in a proper ratio. And then they explode inside the engine. But if you mix them improperly outside, they can explode on you. And one day when I was old enough, supposedly, to know better, probably 9 or 10, I was walking. There was a fire. We were burning trash, and there was a fire. And so I decided it was going out. I'd just walk out, get some gasoline, and I would just, pour it on the fire. I had a gallon glass jug. And, fortunately, my father saw me. He was out a ways away. He yelled very loud. He said, "Dave, stop. You can't throw gas on a fire with a gallon jug that's got a hole in the top that big. The gas will come right up and blow up in your face. The whole gallon of gas will blow all over you." And in fact, I have a friend whose dad worked in an automotive shop where I grew up. And one day I went in to see my friend, and his dad had blisters all over his face. And I said, "Well, Howard, what happened?" "Well, I knew better, but I was pouring some gasoline in the carburetor, couldn't get this car started, and I was just pouring it, and it backfired, and it blew up in my face." So, you know, listen to your parents. Your guardian angel is there all the time, but you have to go by what your parents are teaching you. So, this story has to do with you that have advanced back up to adults. You all have one of these in your house, I hope. Well, I noticed there's one right there that the church owns. There's six or seven more in the deacon's room that are going to be hung around the different buildings in our establishment. So this, do you know how to use these? I'm sure most of you do, but if you don't, there's a little term. Well, first of all, buy one and get it in your house, and everyone needs to know where it is. But to use it, if you can remember PASS, P-A-S-S, that simply means to pull the, if there's a fire, you pull the pin, you aim the thing, you squeeze the handle, and you sweep the base of the fire, pass. Pull, aim, squeeze, and aim it at the base of the flame. So, children and adults, the Lord wants us to stay healthy, happy, and not burned. So handle gasoline very carefully. And I won't tell you the rest of my story.